And now, back to the show. Here's Jen and Truda.
Do you ever have those days you just wake up and you just know that it's going to be one of those days?
What has happened? You've only been awake like 54 minutes. What's going on?
Now, I've been awake for about an hour and a half, but for some reason, I'm just late getting going today.
Yeah.
I grabbed the wrong contact case this morning.
Oh.
And now I'm virtually, if you've ever had a contact that's so bad that you may as well be wearing no contact because you'd actually be able to see more than what you can see with your contact in.
I've gone to the eye doctor and had him say, "You're still wearing these? Are you aware of the buildup and the goo that is on this?" Sorry.
I know, right?
That hurts.
It does.
It burns.
So the good part is, I mean, Danielle can bring me a new one.
Yeah.
But at 9:15, so the show may be interesting today, folks. I don't know. We'll see how this is going to happen, but I could just tell it's going to be one of those days.
Does this make you feel better? Donutology is opening. They opened 7 minutes ago down the street from us, and I feel like Shaylee should bring us some new donuts.
I think she should, yes.
New made-to-order.
Little show field trip this morning.
Look, this one has M&Ms on it. I say yes, we should do some sampling.
Okay. So I can't see basically more than a handful in front of my face.
That's fine. You're only running an entire audio board.
It's
you
okay.
Be great.
I can do this in my sleep. It's fine. No problem. But it just makes you feel so uncomfortable, you know? And like driving's especially bad.
Oh, that seems totally safe.
You know, you're trying
I can't actually see.
Read street signs and stuff. It's a good thing that the whole stop and go thing is based on colors because you can totally discern that. It's fine. Fine. No problem there.
Really glad you're off the road right now.
I'm sure you were. Okay, at I think it says 6:07 on Wednesday, the 19th of October, 10 items or less gets the show started.
The third and final presidential debate happens tonight. Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Hillary Clinton will square off in Las Vegas. Trump is expected to be pressed about allegations of groping and kissing women without their consent. It's expected that Clinton will be questioned about revelations from the hacked emails released by WikiLeaks and her handling of sensitive emails when she was Secretary of State. Nerves are rising in Chicago after the Cubs lose another game in the National League Championship Series. Chicago was shut out by Los Angeles 6-0 in Game 3. Dodgers take a 2-1 lead in the best of 7 set. Game 4 is tonight at Dodger Stadium. Did you watch the game last night?
We were flipping back and forth between the middle of the game.
Yeah.
The one I saw was 4-0. I thought, okay, they don't need me anymore.
I don't know why once I figured out Larry King was in the front row, I couldn't stop watching him. I was fascinated by what was he eating.
Actually, that was all of social media. They were all, everybody was like, what is he doing?
And then later after I went to bed, my husband came up and he said that Adrian Zmed was in the front row too, which is a reference I know Shaylee would never get. But Adrian Zmed, who was an actor, was in Tiger Beat when I was a kid. I guess he was in the front row too.
Is that right?
And Mary Hart.
Well, they had Magic Johnson was there. They had a lot of, L.A., of course, is
right,
a lot
exactly.
of celebrities. Stone Street has been known to go to a bunch of Dodger games.
Sure.
It's kind of his adopted home away from home.
Tech 9, though, in the front row.
Right, but imagine this. Tonight, you can imagine the pool. You've got two sides that are the best in their given field going at it in a powerful display of back and forth, and everybody is on their toes, and you're just waiting for one side to win. And then you have the presidential debate. So I think it's probably going to be game 4.
Yeah.
To watch.
Yeah. Indians were unable to finish off the Blue Jays in game 4 of the American League Championship Series. They lost 5-1. Cleveland holds a 3-1 series lead and will take another shot at advancing to the World Series this afternoon in Toronto. A new study says 3 popular things may cause migraines. Researchers at UC San Diego School of Medicine have linked the nitrates in red wine, chocolate, and bacon to migraines.
Oh, boo.
May explain some things. The study also found that nitrate-based medications prescribed for heart failure could cause the debilitating headaches.
It's not right.
I'm not giving up the red wine, the chocolate, and the bacon.
Yeah, right.
I'll suffer the migraines. And a New York man is coming clean after reporting he was robbed while playing Pokemon Go. The New York Post reports the 23-year-old man, who was drunk, initially told police that he was thrown to the ground and robbed of his phone while playing the mobile game in Central Park this weekend. Officers tracked down the phone in the park. That's when the man changed his story and said he must have simply dropped his phone.
Hello?
Is Pokemon Go still a thing? I mean, apparently it is. I kind of felt like that craze was over. But.
Yeah. No, I think some people are still out there. We don't see quite the number of people through Westport anymore.
No.
Doing it, but I'm sure it's still out there. They're on to the new thing, though. I'm sure there's something new we don't even know about right now.
You wouldn't see them if they were, because...
That's right.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Candy Crush is becoming a TV show. CBS is turning the popular mobile game into an hour-long live-action game show. No date has been set for the premiere, but executive producer Matt Kunitz of Fear Factor says there will be a huge Candy Crush arena on the show.
Okay.
The show's creators say viewers will be able to play along at home on their phones. I have
Because it's not bad enough that we play now?
I have never played Candy Crush.
Is that right?
I haven't. No.
Not once.
I don't even know what it is. Are you literally crushing candy?
I got to be honest. I don't play it either.
Okay.
But the girls play it.
Yeah.
I feel like the girls at home and they're always like, oh, I'm going to beat level 257. I got to do this now. But I have no clue. When it comes to that stuff, I am so lost.
I don't do games. I don't know. I guess I'm busy scrolling Facebook or something.
I love the social media stuff.
Yeah.
Never gotten into the phone games.
Uh-uh.
Except for Flappy Bird. Flappy Bird was the one phone game that got me. That was so good. And in fact, you know, you realize that game actually got discontinued. Remember the kid pulled it because he made a buku bucks. And then he said something like, oh, I can't take the pressure anymore. And so he actually pulled it from the App Store.
Oh, my gosh.
And so... I have this phone, an old phone that it's still on, and I've kept this phone simply for Flappy Bird.
So you can pull up.
And so I'll keep it charged just so I can go in and play Flappy Bird.
Wow.
It's not connect. You know, obviously we'll connect to Wi-Fi, but
How often do you do that? Like once a month?
Maybe once a month or so.
I'm gonna go grab the old phone.
Or like Addy will get a hankering to play. A hankering, by the way,
wow.
Which is great. But she'll get this. She wants to play, and so she'll go get it.
I guess I'll watch the TV show, see what it is.
So that's a long way around to say, I don't know anything about Candy Crush.
I don't either.
Not a clue. Wrong person to ask here.
Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson have won rare retractions and apologies from the National Enquirer and Star, who reported earlier this month that the couple was divorcing. In the October 10th, 2016 issue of the National Enquirer, we did not intend to report that Tom Hanks was having any kind of inappropriate relationship with Meg Ryan or that he and Rita Wilson were divorcing. The Enquirer stated in one of the retractions, we apologize for and regret any implication to the contrary.
Wow.
In a statement, Hanks and Wilson said that they initially laughed off the stories, but then they said, our marriage is the foundation of our family, is sacred to us, and we couldn't allow such nonsense as we are about to celebrate our 29th wedding anniversary next April. Comedian and actress Chelsea Handler is one of the many stars weighing in on the firing of Billy Bush. Bush, of course, let go from the Today Show after a tape of a conversation he had with Donald Trump surfaced last week. The conversation was recorded back in 2005 by a hot mic back when Bush was hosting Access Hollywood. During the conversation, Trump talked about groping women and Bush laughed with him about it. Handler tweeted yesterday, I like how Billy Bush is fired for lewd comments, but the person who started the entire conversation is still running for president.
Yeah, arguably that's a good one. Matt Lauer, by the way, announcing Billy Bush's exit from the Today Show yesterday.
NBC News announced last night that Billy Bush would be leaving the Today Show effective immediately, noting that he was a valued colleague and longtime member of the broader NBC family.
And maybe, what, $10 million richer,
reportedly,
perhaps?
Just a $10 million check to walk away.
But if he's going to give that all to charity, I don't know how that's going to work if we see if that actually happens.
I still feel bad for him because I think he really got hosed in this deal. He's not the one who made the comments.
No.
Unless there's more to the tape that I don't know about.
Well, you've got to think about, too.
Is he supposed to stop Trump and say, hey, man, that's inappropriate? I mean, I don't know.
But see, that's the problem. I think a lot of people want him to, but that's a really tough situation to be in.
Yeah.
You know, we've all had, I mean, I've got to say, how many times have you had somebody come in or you're talking to somebody in the course of business and they say something racist or sexist and you might kind of nervously laugh it off.
Right.
But you're not going to give them the morals talk right there.
Most of the time, no.
And in his case, it was probably easier just to go with it than to not go with it. I mean, I'm not trying to defend him on that side, but at the same time, I am.
That's what I think.
Because that's a really tough thing to do.
Because if somebody said something inappropriate, here it happens all the time.
The time.
But I mean, if it was something I was truly offended by, I've never spoken up. I may have left, but I've
now
never spoken
up in the
moment.
Maybe you should speak up and say that wasn't right.
I don't know.
But that was also 11 years ago before a lot of this stuff kind of got into the consciousness.
Well, he can wipe his tears with $10 million.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Previously on The Show with Jen and Truda.
Wish we had been Facebook Living in here, because at the same time, Shaylee and I looked up at Fox 4 and saw the Hershey's holiday commercial where the little Hershey's kisses
in the jingle bells.
In the shape of a Christmas tree doing the jingle bells, and we both go, oh my God! It's going to be Christmas! I'm bedazzling mine.
Of a white Christmas.
Oh, we are going to elf this place up.
Those are all great bands.
Do not judge.
They have their place, I guess.
Several nominees. And a lot of these were ones we had talked about yesterday.
Did you say mominies?
Yeah, she did.
Mominies?
Yeah.
Get some mominies.
I have a lot of pain medication.
Get some mominies, yeah.
Flowing through me still. All right. Don't leave me wow. That is incredible.
Horrible.
Incredibly bad.
She's turning over in her grave. 7:10, it is The Show with Jen, Truda. Shaylee is here, the millennial. Good morning, everybody, for Wednesday the 19th of October.
I feel like it is Christmas right now.
That made me feel warm and fuzzy.
I know, I'm so excited. It could be the donuts, too.
You guys are so excited about Christmas.
Yes.
And?
You already have your plans for how the studio is going to be decorated.
And
they're like walking
and
around
your
yesterday.
House. Yesterday.
How is this happening?
We were going through Pinterest finding like decor, and we're like, Truda has the best house. We're going to decorate his house, right? Like, that seems
and
like
by
the easiest
way,
thing to do.
I don't know if we told you we're having a Christmas party at your house.
Okay.
No, that's actually happening.
Okay.
Yeah,
great.
That's not for a negotiation. That's not negotiable.
Oh, it's not?
No.
Okay.
You are my
so
new
I'm
best
glad
friend.
You told me now. So. We can kind of plan for it.
We'll give you the date.
Halloween. What about Halloween? Can you, you know,
what
come
about
and
it?
Decorate for Halloween? You guys like Halloween?
Yeah,
at all?
We'll get the
anybody?
Kids some candy.
Nobody?
It'll be fine. Let's
nope.
move along to Black Nothing. Friday and Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Let's just skip it all and go right to Christmas.
No, shall we not?
It's only 10 more Fridays.
Oh, come on.
I'm so excited.
Don't think in the promo meeting I'm not going to have jingle bells playing the whole time.
I'm sure you are. They're very much looking forward, by the way, to KC-102.1 turning into Kansas City's Christmas station. Don't worry, though. We're going to allow Halloween to go through. Save Halloween!
He's not going to let us flip the button until then.
Thanksgiving for years! And now we save Halloween.
There you go. We'll give you that. We'll give you a little bit of time.
I'm trying to save Thanksgiving, too.
Are you going to pass along this donutology or no?
No, I like them by me. I mean, it was an experience.
So what do you have here? What's in the bag?
So the new place in Westport is Donutology. I think that's how we decided we're going to say it.
And they just opened at 6 o'clock this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And I told
Shaylee. So you wanted to take a first taste test run?
Well, yeah. I feel like they're right down the street. We should know.
Well, sure.
I'll upload some pictures to Facebook and Twitter and everything. But it's like Chipotle for donuts. It's the coolest. I know.
What?
I know. Your mind is blown. I know. Let me say it again.
Boom.
It's like Chipotle for donuts.
So you go through and pick what you want?
Right. So you have like what you're looking at right there is you have this like menu form and you have
white cake, chocolate cake donut, blueberry cake, or seasonal special.
Wow.
And then you move on to icing and you choose your icing
and then a drizzle.
Your topping and then your drizzle. What did you create for us? Because we didn't tell you what we wanted.
No, I know. Don't worry. So, Truda, because you like the chocolate.
Okay.
Oh, it's like a little baby donut.
It is.
Nice.
But I think it's because they're so sweet.
Is that
you're welcome.
Some little M&Ms on top of that.
Mm, it is.
And, Jen, yours doesn't look nearly as exciting, but I did obviously get you the seasonal favorite, pumpkin spice.
I love you.
You're welcome.
You know me.
Oh, wow.
Thank you.
That is good.
And I have a peanut butter cup.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So I'm having all my daily calories in a donut. Look at that.
Oh, that's soft and pumpkiny and delicious. I'm going to need about 18 of these.
This is the best moment of my life. Thank you, Shaylee.
That's
you're welcome.
Fantastic.
And then I got big kid donuts, too, because these will be gone like 2 bites.
Because that's a snack for us.
Right.
Awesome.
But they have really good coffee, too.
Somewhere, Jackie right now is listening going, I'm going to get in there early today and get some donuts.
Right down the street from the office. This may be our downfall.
This may be a pit
stop. I like
stop.
That, right?
I'm just
exactly.
saying.
This may be...
Well, enough about donuts. Coming up here, what does sausage have anything to do with the election?
I'm sorry, what?
How does that lead into the greatest consumer complaint call of all time?
Oh, no.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
What kind of sausage do you girls prefer?
I'm sorry?
Is it patties or links?
Ooh, I would generally go patties.
I would probably go links, but I don't eat it very often.
Yeah.
Is I like right? sausage pizza.
That's ground up then?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, with your breakfast, though, if you had a choice, patties, you're going patties,
Jen. Yeah.
Shaylee, you're saying links.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? That almost actually figures out to about the right national average. So Bob Evans Restaurants just got finished with what they call the Bob Evans Sausage Selection Election.
Okay. That was a thing?
That was a thing, yes. Thousands of people voted, by the way, in this. And they figured out that of the patties or the links, links are America's number one breakfast sausage.
Nice.
So looky there.
All right.
Now, it's interesting to see the breakdowns here because mostly 30 states on the coast chose the links, but the Midwest and South, they chose patties.
Mm-hmm. Are you from here, Shaylee? Did you grow up here?
Minneapolis.
Okay. I just wondered if there was a gap there that would explain it. Yeah.
So how about this? Links are the sausage choice for millennials and Gen Xers.
Mm-hmm.
Among baby boomers and the greatest generation, links also won, but only by a 2% margin.
Does it say something about our personality that I chose patties?
A clear majority of women chose links.
Oh, no, that actually makes perfect sense. No, that actually...
Does that have anything to do with it?
Yeah.
Men narrowly chose the links, 52 to 48%. Democrats chose links by a higher margin than Republicans, 57% of Democrats, 53% of Republicans. Libertarians, the only voting group that chose patties, though, at 62%.
Yep. No, that.
So again, kind of blazing their own trail there.
Makes sense.
So that was kind of the sausage selection election. And by the way, have you girls heard the greatest consumer complaint call of all time?
No.
This was a call placed to the Jimmy Dean Company, probably the most famous of the breakfast sausages.
Sure.
This guy's complaining that, like a lot of companies, a few years back, they decided that they were going to lower the amount of product but keep the prices the same.
Right.
Right? Mm-hmm. So the size of the product gets smaller.
Now you're getting 7 ounces instead of nine.
The Girl Scout cookies, there's like four cookies in a Girl Scout cookie thing now, and it's $25 or whatever it is. So here is what I consider to be, this is a personal fave, a call to the Jimmy Dean complaint. This is by the way, this is absolutely 100% real. It's not a bit. This is a real call.
Oh, no.
So listen to this.
I don't know where you people come from. I don't know if you test your products, your quantity of your product. Your products are very delicious. Love your sausage for 30-something years, but I can't take and feed a family of five on a little 12-ounce roll of sausage. I don't mind paying you more money for your 16-ounce roll of sausage, but you don't have it anymore. You've got a 12-ounce roll, and you got three men that weigh over 200 pounds apiece. A woman that's a little plump Scotch girl.
No. Is this real? Are you sure?
This is absolutely 100%
real. This is absolutely real.
Oh, no.
How would you like to be described as that, though?
I don't want to be the plump woman that's a little plump.
I would be more embarrassed.
That's a little plump.
I would be more embarrassed that my husband was calling a sausage company to complain about this.
Oh, no. She gave him the number. You know she did. She probably
Scotch
did.
Scotch girl and a daughter who's 13, and you're going to try to take a 12-ounce roll of sausage and a couple of dozen eggs and feed that, it ain't going to work. And I'm not going to purchase your product anymore or ever again. And as far as your 16-ounce and maple and sage, I don't eat that. I'm not from the North. I'm a Texas man.
Not from the North, dang it.
I'm not eating the maple.
Jimmy Dean sausage is for Southern people to eat with their breakfast. With
Southern people only. Come on now.
Fried eggs and their T-bone steaks.
Oh,
and
my.
I can't see going to a little 12-ounce package to feed four, five, six people. And I'm not going to buy two of those 12-ounce packages just because you want to downsize and charge the same damn price. I'd sure like a reply, and I'd sure like you to go back to your 16-ounce package on your regular sausage because I'm not going to buy it otherwise ever again. I'll just have my own damn sausage made like I used to 30-something years ago. It's not tasty as yours is, but it'll work.
By the way, this is every complaint call we get at the station,
yes,
too. Every call. It's
goodbye.
All right, now this is the best part, because he thinks he hangs up the phone,
oh,
but he does not. and he's still connected to the line.
It's better.
And he starts talking to the family back there, and check this out.
His plump
wife. What a 12-ounce damn roll of sausage is supposed to feed your brother and me and you, 600 pounds of men, at least. You get my point? And the two girls, and they put it in that f***ing roll of sausage. Son of a somebody needs their ass kicked. Some little consumer geekeroid. Save money. Yeah, save money. Save money. I'm going to eat, damn it.
Not bad enough to buy two packages. I don't want to eat that bad. I'll make my own sauce.
You have a terrible Southern accent.
That's so just like mine.
Wow.
Jimmy Dean is for Southern man to eat with their T-bone steaks. And by the, well, that's a huge breakfast, by the way. That's, I'd love to have that
steak,
breakfast.
Steak, sausage, and a dozen eggs? It's,
that's right. Not normal.
Come hang out with us.
Right. I'm going to eat, damn it.
I love that guy.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
I read the 12 things about Dontari Pope and the Kansas City Chiefs yesterday.
And he loves Michael Jackson.
He does. He loves Michael Jackson. Gets him all fired up. Chiefs game Sunday against the Saints at home. It's going to be 78 on Sunday.
Doesn't
and just
get better than
beautiful.
That.
Cannot wait for that.
That's amazing.
We just had a very odd conversation off the air. We were discussing this
our every day,
yeah.
Right?
One of the, probably, arguably the best news show on TV, This Is Us.
Look, I've got to admit, even as a guy, I mean, turned in my card a long time ago.
We know.
This is a great show.
It's on NBC. So Shaylee said she's in love with Kevin from the show, the good-looking actor. And
clearly.
I said, oh, he's supposed,
that's predictable.
To, supposed to be on our show in a couple of weeks. They said he might be doing a radio tour and they would get back with me, so he might be on our show. And what did you say?
I just may have referenced that I would probably wear something like a swimsuit.
No, what exactly? What she said,
I'm wearing a swimsuit.
I will wear a swimsuit. What does that mean?
We're getting married.
Well, it typically means somebody wears a suit that they would get into a pool with.
So in November,
thank you for the clarification.
November, yes. You're going to come in a swimsuit.
If he is here in the studio, I am
for Kevin.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. This is how you're going to woo Kevin from This Is Us.
Well, that's I got to go with what I got. So
what is the purpose of that?
I don't know. That was the first.
Why
thing
would
that
being
came,
in a swimsuit like that, mean anything?
I feel like that would be a Jen answer. So that's why
and
I said it.
I love that this was the first thing that popped out of her mouth because it was real and genuine.
It really was.
I'm gonna wear a swimsuit.
It was like first
what?
Blush. Like yes.
My first thought was I'm gonna wear something black so it thins me out. That was my first thought.
It's black. It's fine.
Shaylee immediately is apparently putting on a bikini in November for Kevin.
Yep.
And by the way, we reminded her that he's not gonna be here.
He's not
in
studio.
Studio. He doesn't.
He's on the
like,
set.
Transport
filming.
Here.
Well, okay.
We could Skype him at best, but even then.
And now I don't think that would be okay.
The fact
now,
that
what
he's
are you
I mean,
now I feel like we should. Maybe there's a restraining order involved somewhere.
Oh, says the woman who's calling Ken Bone's wife and second cousin ex removed.
Hey, Heather Hold and up. I are friends.
I'm so concerned right now.
And by the way, what are you going to do for the other 4 hours of the show that we're not talking to Kevin? That you're just going to be sitting here in the bikini, like
no,
in the swimsuit?
No, what? I'll, you know, put on clothes and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But, okay, maybe
so that's
you're rethinking
even weirder because
thing.
Then he just walks in and you're like, hey, what's going on, Kev? Sweet Kev, I love your show.
I sure love This Is Us.
Glad you got that part. Oh, are you up to that part in the
I just didn't watch
yet.
Last night's. Yeah.
Okay.
I haven't seen last night's either.
Okay, gotcha.
I have
won't
to
ruin
watch
it for
on
you.
Demand.
Yep.
We do have another favorite new show of mine is Speechless. And Cedric
oh,
Yarbrough
yes, right.
from Speechless is going to be on our show next Wednesday. We'll talk to him. I loved him on Reno
now,
911.
We've got to get a hold of our friend Deb from Variety because they helped to actually cast that show, from what I understand.
That's what I've heard.
Yeah, so I'm kind of interested in the story behind that, too. Of what they did to help find some of the characters for that show.
Are you not going to wear a swimsuit for Cedric Yarbrough?
No.
Okay. Well,
so what is the level, then, of celebrity that you will wear a swimsuit for?
Okay, I'm rethinking the whole swimsuit thing.
I mean,
no,
Craig Glazier.
Let's
explore this. Craig
right?
Glazier brings a comedian
no,
in every Friday.
There is no swimsuit and Craig Glazier in the same sentence.
Colin
ever.
Kane. Colin
but,
Kane's going to be
well,
here in a couple weeks.
He
very
is adorable.
Good-looking comedian.
See,
Michael
that
Winslow?
Is where I would...
She doesn't know who Michael Winslow is.
I just learned who that was like 10 minutes ago.
You will not wear a swimsuit then for Colin Kane. That's not the level of...
I mean, I would do the, you know, black, low cut, something of that sort.
I see. Mm-hmm. So there's a level of fame.
Right.
fame to close ratio.
Right. Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. So you know exactly what I'm talking about, because
Kevin,
the bigger the star.
And Kevin is there because
right.
And he's like a big star
exactly.
to you.
Exactly. So it's okay. Like, let's go. Let's just right, throw right. it all out there.
I'm just wondering. I'm just asking.
Mm-hmm.
Just wondering how high on the level it takes.
So when I'm around you guys, I just wear hoodies all day.
Yeah, that's what we get.
Mm-hmm.
I see. So.
Well, let me just say that we had about the funniest show lunch we've ever had yesterday as we were planning a future segment
really?
For the show. Oh, no, it was hilarious.
Really?
There is something that we have involved with Shaylee coming up here next week, probably.
She doesn't probably remember the old school dating show where there would be three contestants that the other person couldn't see.
Right.
So you'd have three people. And then one person is asking questions of those three people, and then they pick one to go on a date with.
Mm-hmm.
And we have this idea for Shaylee. This may be happening next Thursday.
Oh, I can't wait.
Involving some local celebrities and mm-hmm. some other people of our choice.
It's going to be fantastic.
You know what? I don't trust either of you
we'll
anyway.
We'll be back in 2 and 2.
Will
with
you
the
be
answer.
Wearing a swimsuit for your dating
probably
game
not.
Show?
Probably not.
Okay.
Sweatpants and a hoodie is probably what's going to happen.
It's all about the impressions.
I'm sending Justin Hartley an email. Is that his name, Kevin? I think his real name.
Tell him to watch his webcam.
Wait, is he going to be here? Or wait,
well,
what?
Maybe, if I can. If now
oh,
that I know
so
that there's...
pretty. Can we go to that picture?
What about J.J. Watt?
Yes.
Okay.
All day.
Swimsuit for J.J. Watt.
No, it'd be clothes off.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
It is time for Gen X versus Millennial.
Yay!
Something happy.
Jessica is our Gen Xer. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning.
All right, calling from Lenexa. When was your birthday?
October 6th.
Of which year?
1977.
Perfect. Good Gen Xer. All right.
Yep.
We're going to ask you questions about the millennial generation. Shaylee is going to try to answer questions about Gen Xers. We'll see who the winner is for some L. King tickets. All right.
Awesome.
Shaylee, we'll start with you. Which artist was on the Blonde Ambition Tour in 1990? This was a huge tour, 1990. Which artist?
Yeah,
Blondie,
I think they even put that on...
was on the Blonde Ambition
Tour. Is it Blondie?
Tour.
I think they even put that on HBO.
Since you're ignoring me, I'm going to say no.
Her answer is officially what?
No, I'm not going with that.
She just said it was Blondie.
Right.
It was not Blondie. It was, in fact, this artist who Truda is playing. And she still doesn't know.
Do you not know who this is?
People, this is real.
Oh, Shaylee.
What is it?
Jessica, please tell me and tell Shaylee the answer.
Madonna?
It is Madonna.
That yes. was going to be my next guess.
Of course it was. It was not Blondie, who was not on tour in 1990.
How do I know this?
Because Blondie is 1,000 years old and was not on tour in 1990.
Okay, hold on. You
hey,
said the blonde.
We hosted a show with her in 2003, so there.
So there.
Okay, over to Jessica for a question. Hi. Which member of One Direction announced he was leaving the band in March of 2015?
Oh.
Which member of One Direction announced he was leaving the band? This happened in March of 2015. Shaylee,
I don't know.
She probably knows his middle name, his mom's name.
I know who he's dating.
His great-grandma.
So do you. You called him.
You do not know, Jessica?
I do not know.
Shaylee?
Zayn?
It was Zayn.
Okay.
Shaylee, over to you. I feel like this is an easy one. This celebrity...
You say that every time.
This celebrity was on Beverly Hills 90210 and just turned 50. Who is it? AARP is now courting him, I believe, for a...
Luke Perry.
Yes.
Yes.
Wow. Yes. All right. Good for you.
Did you ever watch that show? Was that way before your time or no?
I think I watched it a couple times. But...
Yeah. All right, one
what
for
is
you.
It, does the soap net still do the Saturday morning 90210
oh,
block of...
I bet they do.
Yeah.
To get your Jenny Garth fill. Jessica, over to you. Which singer's tour, which is currently in England, is called the Purpose World Tour? Very famous singer, currently out on tour in England.
Vanilla Ice.
No,
that was
not
it.
Vanilla Ice.
<Mm-mm>.
Whose tour is called the Purpose World Tour, named after his album? Purpose.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Joe Dirt.
It is not
That's
Joe
not
Dirt
it either.
Incorrect.
Is that not it? No.
Charles Manson.
I don't know.
These are wrong. These are wrong answers. I don't know why.
Shaylee for the
Bieber.
Steal. It is Justin
Bieber. Justin Bieber.
There you go.
It was a good show.
Man.
Out on the Purpose. Did you go to that?
Yes.
Where at? Which city?
Here.
Oh, okay.
In April. Very
is that the one where he was in the big old waterfall thing?
Mm-hmm. And he kept falling.
And that's where he actually fell and hurt his tailbone. Yeah, the first time. We were the original city.
Right.
Shaylee, what was the first video ever played on MTV? I will make this multiple choice for you because you just gave me a look like I don't even know what MTV is.
I know this one.
Oh, Jessica will steal. I'm going to give
her. She's going to steal, I think, yes.
Multiple choice. Is it Betty Davis Eyes, Kim Carnes, Physical, Olivia Newton-John, Video Killed the Radio Star, The Buggles, or Jesse's Girl by Rick Springfield?
Oh.
First video ever on MTV.
I'm going to go Olivia Newton-John.
Is she correct, Jessica?
No.
No.
It's this song. You know which one this is. Blank stare.
Yep.
This is The Buggles.
The what?
The Buggles. Video Killed the Radio Star.
Right.
Jessica, one more question for you. What sitcom that ran from 2006 to 2013 followed the life of Liz Lemon, a writer for a fictional sketch comedy show? Alec Baldwin and Tracy Morgan were also part of the supporting cast.
Oh.
Sitcom from 2006 to 2013. Main character is Liz Lemon, a female writer fictional sketch comedy show.
If you're Oprah, that's how you announce her.
Tina Fey starred in this show.
Oh.
What's her name?
The one
Jane
with the Krakowski? Rock.
The one with the rock. Yeah, that's a good
that's
start.
Close enough.
Yeah.
The one with the rock.
Right.
30
sure.
Rock.
Not from the sun.
No, no, not the rock from the sun. 30 rock.
Oh, no, yes.
30 rock. I'm going to give that to you because you mentioned rock, and I feel like, yes.
Awesome.
Could have been The Rock. Tales of Dwayne Johnson, The Rock.
Because
that's a different show.
What about the movie with Nicolas Cage and Sean Connery?
Yeah, that's a great movie. Because Shaylee guessed Blondie.
They bring a knife, you bring a gun.
I am declaring Jessica the winner. You're going to go see El King.
All right.
Oh, cool.
Nice. Hold on for 1 second, Jessica, and thanks for playing today.
I feel so defeated.
Good job. And why you say that after every round
well,
of Gen X Millennial?
I know, but I get text messages. How did you not know that?
What do they say? What are they saying about today's performance?
How did you not know that? It's Madonna.
How did you not know Madonna? That
I
is
know Madonna. I didn't know
day.
The tour was called the whatever
Blonde Ambition.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like that's also a Britney tour or Britney Spears tour name, or it could have been. I thought that was a gimme.
I
really
thought so
did.
Too.
I did
My
too
gosh.
With Blondie.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Every time I see my boy Jason Kander on TV now, all I think about is Jen going, I get it. You can put together a gun. Okay, God.
And I have nothing against him. I would probably vote for him if I could. But I'm so tired of the political ads. I can't take it because they run his and Blunt's ads back to back.
Oh, sure, right. It's a fun game they play. Huh?
Every single commercial break.
Right.
Every single one.
Maybe we should just stop watching TV.
Yes.
It's a good idea. Hey, tomorrow we give you something a little bit different than the drivel, the normal drivel. We're going to present to you the Throwback Thursday, Throwback Throwdown Song of the Thursday Day.
So
what is it actually called?
Throwback.
The Throwback Throwdown?
So each of us is going to pick a song.
Right.
From our youth or just one of our favorite songs that we grew up with.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll be pitted against each other. People can vote. I was going through this morning, and every song that I was picking, I'm like, Shaylee will not know this.
Mm-mm.
Well, that's why I thought it would be fun if we all pick something, because Jen, you'll pick, you know, something maybe from the 80s.
Yeah.
I might pick something from the 90s.
Right.
And then Shaylee, as I said here, I sat in the break, and I said, well, you'll probably pick something like JoJo. And what did you say?
That was going to be my song.
Do you know which one I debated? I wanted JJ Fad Supersonic. And
nice.
Nothing.
Nice.
The S is for super. The U is for unique.
What?
Supersonic.
Is that the P is for perfection? And you know
what are you doing?
Nothing.
She's got nothing. I liked it. I know where you're coming from.
Were
you
dancing?
My mind.
Was that what that was?
I feel like it's going to be 2-on-1 here
I'm
because.
So, isn't it always?
She's not going to know.
But Shaylee, here's what I love about you.
Oh, God.
Because yesterday I went shopping, and I honestly was like, I should text Shaylee and ask her what to buy. Like, I've hit the level where I have to check in with you as my fashion consultant.
But the best part is she'll ask me, do I like this? And I'm like, no, you don't like this.
I hear you guys over there when you're quote-unquote shopping.
Well, I'm doing the show. It's show prep.
Yeah.
And I pulled up a shirt, and I go, Shaylee, do I like this? And she goes,
No.
No,
you don't.
I said, okay, next. But I figured I was safe. I got a Lauren Conrad shirt.
Always acceptable.
Okay.
Yes. She has the best leggings ever.
See, this is why I need her in my life.
Yeah. Well, look, everybody serves their purpose.
That's right.
I just laughed that I picked
you just ruined
your
my
brain,
song.
And, you know, it's...
But it's also one of your favorites,
it could
too.
Still be
well,
your
I do
song.
Like this one. I could have picked this one, too.
You can use it.
No.
It's not going to
so
win.
So the deal is we're going to unveil Rude. This at the beginning of the show tomorrow, and then everybody will have you guys vote out there in Radioland. You vote by text, and then we'll kind of keep track through the morning, and then in the 8 o'clock hour,
we'll
play back
too.
The winning song.
We'll put it on Twitter, too.
Okay. All right, cool.
We'll combine it all.
How about that? All right, so multiple ways for you to vote. It will be the Thursday Throwback Throwdown Song of the Day.
TBDB. Something. What's
song? You just call it the Thursday Throwdown?
That's, yeah.
And then are we actually throwing down, too?
we probably will.
Who would win
because
that
Because we'll
fight?
Be like, you don't know who this is! Oh, my God!
How do you not know Tom Sawyer? What is wrong with you?
The book?
Oh, okay.
No. We also have planking abilities, so.
God, get but,
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Where's this coming from?
Okay. I was sent a text by somebody who said, boy, you think Shaylee and the Gen X millennial is crazy. Why don't you ask her what incognito is?
Okay, can I start by saying I graduated college with honors?
Okay.
I'm actually quite intelligent.
Yeah.
What is, but this is
so
not
what
make
is
me
that,
reflect this.
Magna cum laude?
No.
Summa
but
cum laude?
Anyway.
I don't know the difference. I didn't graduate college.
So, okay. Another movie I have watched is Walk the Line with Johnny Cash. Have you guys watched it?
I have not actually seen that, no.
Have you not?
Uh-uh.
That's a good one, yeah.
So you've watched it?
Oh, sure, yeah. The Joaquin Phoenix you're talking about.
No. Yes. Okay, so he...
This is not the Dewey Cox story, right? Walk Hard?
Anyway, so... No. So, I was watching Walk the Line, okay?
Right.
And there's the scene where he gets busted for having drugs in Mexico,
okay.
Right? And so he walks to June's house, and he's super out of it, like this guy who just tried to choke a baby.
Right.
Yes.
And she says to him, where's my friend John? Is he incognito? Is he gone? And I was like, oh, so cognito. It's a place in Mexico.
He's incognito.
Oh, right.
I thought that it was a place.
Like he's
in Mexico.
Tucson, he's incognito.
Correct. I thought cognito was a place in Mexico.
Yep.
And I didn't think that story would ever be brought up on air. So now that it was, like I said, I did graduate with honors from an accredited university.
Ooh. So this was as an adult that you made this.
I mean,
because,
maybe.
I mean, to be fair, Walk the Line came out about 10 years ago now. What, 10, 12?
Yes, you're
something of the sort.
Mm-hmm. Adult-ish. I mean,
right?
It's not like she was six and made that mistake.
Oh, no, you still would have been about 20-something.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Yeah.
Did you ever find
that
on
that's unfortunate.
On a map? Did you ever find the cognito?
I never looked because I was like, oh, well, clearly
it's in Mexico.
Mexico now. Yeah. I know. Right. So there's that.
You think down the hall they're taking a trip to cognito Mexico?
They might be.
Win a trip to cognito.
You'll
I'd like
spend
to go there.
6 days and nights in beautiful cognito Mexico.
It sounds like it could be a place.
It comes with your own mustache and glasses.
It's an all-inclusive resort in cognito Mexico.
I want to go. Shaylee, I'm not making fun of you. I want to go.
Really?
Because no,
it doesn't feel like
we're
it.
Not making fun of you at all.
The laughing
I just want to go visit and learn about the culture incognito.
Like, well, I mean, me too.
I'd like to find out.
I want to meet the mayor.
Is that down
of,
by, like, Cancun?
Yeah,
are we talking
area?
Puerto Vallarta?
I mean, it's different.
Yeah.
It kind of changes.
Probably speak Spanish there, I would assume, right? I mean, I don't know what the language history is of cognito.
If I don't show
Spanglish?
Up next week, you guys will know that I am incognito.
It's all real, people.
Today's lunch is going to be
I'm
even
actually
better
really
than
intelligent,
yesterday's.
You guys. I really swear. I'm really smart.
It's just incognito.
You're hilarious.
It's a great story. That's
right. Yeah, it was funny. Stuff.
Google Maps will not pull this up.
The show with Jen and Truda.
On KC 102.1.